It's Mark and Jess, and we're joined in studio by Jameer Thurman, linebacker for the Saskatchewan Roughriders. Appreciate you coming in. I'm guessing you watched the games over the weekend. Did you guys have a preference of who you played, whether it was BC or Calgary, or do you guys even care?
No, we didn't have a preference. We knew that it was going to be a close game. We knew that, you know, whoever won that game had to come see us, so it wasn't really a preference at all. We were just preparing to see who was going to be the ones that come in Mosaic.
Yeah, so, and speaking of preparation, you guys of course had a bye week because you're going to be hosting the West Finals. So is it nice having that bye week, or is there a little bit of like, it'd be nice to, like, you know, keep the rust away and have a game?
It's pros and cons to it, yeah. But I think it was more pros for us than anything. You know, it allowed a lot of our guys to, you know, take care of their bodies. Anybody that had any nagging injuries or anything, it was a week of rest, yeah, that we had to, you know, recover. But also it was a lot of mental preparation for us. You know, we didn't know who we were on playing. We were preparing for both. But the communication throughout the week, I thought that it was at all time high, as far as everyone on the same page and knowing what we wanted to get out of that week of practice. And it was very competitive as well. So,
So gearing up for the game this weekend, do you have a pump up song that you'll listen to before the
pump
game?
Up song? I mean, I have a whole game day playlist.
What's on there?
Oh, it's a lot of things on there. I could pull it up real quick just to check, but
is it eclectic, or is it like similar genre that you're playing?
It's a decent amount of different songs on there, but I will say, being from Chicago, I have Chief Keef on there a lot. Okay. So it's a lot of Chief Keef songs on there. J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar,
there you go,
those are some of my main, but I just flow through them all, really. It's just, as soon as I get ready to do my little walk on the field before game day, I start the playlist right away, and then I just flow from there. Nice. So,
do you have any other game day kind of routines, ritual, anything you do?
Here in Mosaic, I mean, here in Regina, I take my walk around the I forgot the name of the lake.
Wascana.
Yeah. I take a walk around there. I always do my pregame. I watch a movie.
Oh, really?
Before every single game.
Is it the same movie?
No, it's not. It's a different movie all the time. John Wick has been a staple this year.
Oh,
with Equalizer as well.
Okay.
But usually, also, I'd sprinkle in some football movies in there as well, you know, just to watch. Remember the Titans, The Replacements, Friday Night Lights.
All the best ones.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
Good. Jameer Thurman in studio here with us. So, BC's coming to town on Saturday, and they usually play, you know, at BC Place, which is indoors. So do you guys think you have an advantage, being that, you know, it might be a little bit chilly on Saturday and playing outside?
Yeah, I mean, those guys, they have a lot of confidence playing in that dome. So no, whenever you get them outside of there, it's a little different. But at the same time, it's playoff football, you know, it's do or die. So we are expecting the best from them, and we're going to go out there and put on a show.
Mm-hmm. So we are giving away tickets this week to the West Final, and we're getting people to do their best trash talk. Are you a trash talker?
I would not say I'm a trash talker.
Is there anyone on the team you'd say
we have a lot of trash talkers on our team?
Can I guess who on defense might be the biggest trash talker?
Yeah, you go ahead.
Feel like CJ Revis is probably chatty out there.
He's definitely pretty chatty out there, but I don't know if he's one of the most, though. We have a our D linemen do a lot of talking.
I bet.
I guess you have to when you're in the trenches like that.
So, yeah.
But a guy like Micah Johnson, he seems quiet. Is he actually trash talking in there?
Oh, Micah does a lot. It's mostly the guys around him that do it the most. But yeah, CJ Revis is definitely up there though, for sure.
Okay, and I have one more question, because I've seen people ask this before. It's normally NFL related, so I'm going to change it a little bit and make it CFL related. Mm-hmm. So if I was to get a handoff, would I be able to run for 2 yards in a CFL game?
You got blockers in front of you?
I got blockers, man. I got the Riders O-line.
Well, in that case, you know, if you have our O-line, you have a pretty high chance of getting those 2 yards.
Okay, but then what if I meet you after they're blocking? Are you going to kill me?
after they're blocking. So, you know, in the CFL, it's already a yard off the ball.
Yeah.
So that means you got 1 yard to push me forward. That's the, hey, your chances are pretty high, but at the same time, you know, if I get a running start, I don't think that it will happen.
I wouldn't be getting up. I'd be dead. Jameer Thurman, appreciate it, man. Good luck Saturday.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Get your tickets at riderville.com.